and the flue also come right up through between this wall and the went on out the top. And that the flue come, we set it on the we used to have a stove pipe that run out, but I well remember when we made our flue and built it out of bricks, first brick I ever saw. And we got the sand that we made our stuff out of down at Red River. That's below Leslie, about 5 miles, and we were due north of Leslie, 5 miles. So we hauled our sand, and I was just a kid, small, but I remember. And we made our flue that went right on out at the top. And as I said, that's the first brick I ever saw. that don't mean, I mean, you probably can't tell what I was talking about there. And if I'd left that out, in other words, just forget about these two right
okay.
here. And that'll be the floor of it.
Okay.
All right, now this will be a roof line, and I'll draw you a roof line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would be the top of the house. And of course, it pitched each way. You
mm-hmm.
understand that?
And no, not exactly. Explain
well,
that to me.
Well, see, it sheds the water then
mm-hmm.
each way
oh,
on
I
each
see.
Side. And then this other gable tied right into the center here, as I said, where the flue was
mm-hmm.
too. And then it pitched both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand it coming
mm-hmm.
Out that way?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I don't know how to draw it where you could tell what it was. But anyhow, that other roof line that would come in there like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this would be a pitching both ways here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one ties in right here at the top of this comb and comes straight out, and it pitches both ways, so that makes a gutter
mm-hmm.
for, and that was the first tin gutter that I ever saw,
mm-hmm.
and Daddy bought a new gutter put
mm-hmm.
in there, and that's the first one Liam
mm-hmm.
ever saw. I thought it was pretty, it always shined up.
Did your father build the house?
No, he worked it over.
Oh.
But now, we rived the boards. We cut blocks, and we rived the boards and covered it. And that's when I was telling you about this tin
mm-hmm.
gutter we put
mm-hmm.
in. And it, no, he didn't build it, because when we took that off, we had gotten some lumber sawed, and we put on lath to nail the boards to, and the lath that we pulled off had been hewed out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't build it. But
mm-hmm.
I hope I've told you enough about the house that maybe you can understand.
Well, I want to know with the floor plan. I mean, sort of, you know, which how many rooms it had and
okay,
how
had,
they were divided.
It had three rooms.
Uh-huh.
Now there was a door that come into this,
mm-hmm.
and of course out here was a by the side of this deal was a porch,
mm-hmm.
and it the water this room right here it sloped over, of course the it come down and then this roof come out this way from the house, and covered the porch. Now this was a porch right along
mm-hmm.
here, and it was up off the ground
mm-hmm.
about like that. And of course posts up through there. And then at the back, well, there was a back porch
mm-hmm.
and it was covered the same way.
Mm-hmm.
This roof come down here and goes on down, and it was and later on we made a sleeping porch after we got to where we could, and then
mm-hmm.
walled it up. But now when I growed up until I was about 14 or 15, why, this was just a porch, and we slept out on in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was open. We didn't have a thing out there.
No screens?
No screens, no. Not a screen. In fact, I've actually fought flies back with peach tree leaves.
Oh, no.
Now, that's right. I'm telling you the truth. That's right. I've whipped flies back with peach tree
mm-hmm.
limbs.
Mm-hmm.